One of three teenage girls involved in the violent home invasion of a 90-year-old Levin woman who later died of her injuries is back in court charged with robbery. Grace Virtue died 25 days after the invasion of her Horowhenua property where she lived alone in November 2019. Her family can't believe one of the girls is already back in trouble. Our Manawatu reporter Jimmy Ellingham has been looking at the story and joins us now. Jimmy, what do we know about these latest charges?
Well, the girl who was before the court, she has name suppression. She's now aged 18, and she was one of three who pleaded guilty to the manslaughter of Grace Virtue. She was 15 at the time, the oldest of the trio. The other two were 15 and 14. She was sentenced in March last year to 12 months of home detention, but it's back before the Levin Youth Court, first appearing in May. Now, RNZ has obtained court documents that show she is charged with someone else of robbing a person of their MacBook and iPhone, and four charges of stealing groceries from a Levin supermarket. She'll appear in court next week.
And what has Grace Virtue's family said?
Well, the family, they were unhappy with the sentences given for the manslaughter charges. This girl and one other got home detention, 12 months home detention, and one girl was jailed for 2.5 years but has since had parole. So Grace Virtue's daughter-in-law, Jenny Virtue, says the system is a joke, and if the girls have been dealt with properly, they might have received the rehabilitation that they need. She says she's not surprised to hear of the charges, and she feels sorry for the alleged victim in the robbery matter. The girl, she says, this girl before the court had the family fooled at a restorative justice conference. They thought she showed some remorse, but they've now changed their mind, having heard about the latest charges. She reiterated that the system has failed Grace Virtue and the latest alleged victims.
Jimmy, thank you very much for that update. That's our Manawatu reporter, Jimmy Ellingham.